The Skeleton in the Closet by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Clive R. Anderson. Chapter 1. In the way that illiterate people become very cunning at covering up their disability, Mr. Felworth Dolphin, known as Fell, approaching 40, was still a virgin and kept it a dark secret. His long-standing virginity had come about because he had been a shy, lanky, oversensitive boy, the single child of strict and emotionally blackmailing parents. He had been born when his mother was in her early 40s. His father, a railway signalman, and his mother, a housewife, had dinned it into him that his duty in life was to get an education and be the sole support of his parents. When he was older, they chose suitable girls for him, girls who seemed foreign to the young Phil with their vapid conversation, and the way their minds seemed to be set on a white wedding and a neat bungalow, both with a total absence of romance. For Fell was a romantic, living through books. He had been set to go to university, but his father had fallen ill, and it was borne in on him that he must take some sort of job immediately, or they would all starve. They lived in the market town of Buss in Worcestershire. In Buss there was a rather grand hotel, the Palace, and it was there that young Fell found employment as a waiter. His father died from a heart attack several years after Fell had started work. His mother became cross and morose, always complaining. Sometimes, when he had finished a late shift at the hotel dining room, he would return home to their scrupulously clean, two-up, two-down terraced house, and he would see the light in the living room still burning, and his feet would feel as heavy as lead, for he knew he would have to drink the hot milk he hated, and listen to his mother's complaints. In his spare time he lived through books, spy books, adventure books.